Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up? Dr. Tom here, and you're listening to The Positivity Effect, episode number 28. I hope you're having a great week. Happy Wednesday, guys. All right, let's jump right into it. Today I have on a former physical therapist turned internet entrepreneur from South Africa, and he's impacting thousands of lives. His name is Eric Kruger, and he is the founder of Betterman. You can find Betterman at bettermanblueprint.com. It's a resource for men to live the best lives they possibly can. He writes a daily exclusive email to his subscribers, and it's just jam-packed with motivational and inspirational wisdom. On Betterman, you can also catch him blogging and podcasting. And for those guys that are really looking to step up their game and take it to the next level, he also has courses and a membership community. It was just awesome connecting with Eric, and he drops a lot of wisdom, and it was really enlightening having a conversation about the story of the two wolves. You'll just have to listen to find out. Here now is Eric Kruger.
Eric, what's going on? Welcome to The Positivity Effect.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And guys, Eric is the founder of Betterman, the bettermanblueprint.com. And Eric, I just love how simple your focus is. And that is, my focus is on helping men live more effective and efficient lives. And that's today. You know, it's so important today for men that, you know, we have that focus, because there's so many distractions, you know, in today's societies, and having something as simple and as powerful as Betterman is definitely changing lives, and just seeing all the testimonials through your page. And I want to get into that. But today, Eric, let's talk about, you know, who Eric Kruger is, and let's talk about, you know, what led you to get to the point where you want to launch Betterman, and what was that journey?
Cool. I'm Eric, and I'm actually a trained physical therapist. So my journey really started, I guess, around 2006, 2007, when I graduated from university and straight, like most of us do, went into community service. So where I'm based, we have to go and spend a year working in the government institutions as a form of repayment, like a goodwill kind of thing. But even from those early days, I knew that I enjoyed physical therapy. I really enjoyed the process of helping others, but it was just never my thing. I was always more captivated by digital. And the year after that, I got into private practice, which meant that we had to start marketing ourselves, which I obviously knew nothing about, because when you go to university, they prepare you for treating people and diagnosing all these funny things, but they never tell right. you that you have to run a business right. when you leave. So I reached out to a friend at the time, and actually over Skype, he walked me through my first WordPress installation. And it took us maybe about 2 or 3 hours, because he would literally tell me, click here, fill this in, press enter here. And at the end, I had the most ugly and most useless website that ever existed. But it worked. It was there.
And, you know, so, nobody would know that today, Eric, because, like, you go to Betterman Blueprint, and it is a sharp-looking website.
Let me tell you why. As soon as that happened, I was just completely hooked. And I think what hooked me even more was this idea that you can make income online without ever leaving your house to go and do a job, you know? So this thing got stuck in my head, and I just started seeing shiny objects everywhere. So I would come up with an idea for a website. By 2 hours later, that domain will be registered. 4 hours later, I'd have a WordPress site going. 2 days later, I'd have a new idea. 2 hours later, I'd have a domain registered. And it was literally, it just carried on like that over and over and over. It got to a point where I would meet with this friend of mine who we had a bit of a mastermind going. And he would say to me, so what's the new idea? And it was a joke at the time, but it was actually just such an awakening inside of myself to realize that you need to focus on one thing if you want to make it successful. There's this idea that, you know, let me have this as a backup plan and this as a backup plan, and I'll try my hand at a few things and see what works. But it's never going to work if you're not consistent about something.
When was that moment, you know, where it was like, I have to focus in, and now that I'm going to, it just ignited, you know, your passion and how you're contributing to the world?
It was when I registered the Better Man domain. So up until that point, I think probably somewhere between 30 to 40 domains that's sitting in the graveyard that is my hosting service. So I went through a lot of them. And if I tell you the ideas that I came up with that I thought would make me an instant millionaire, it's ridiculous. So, but what I then realized was I was chasing money. I was chasing the hope of quick cash, like a lot of us do. But the moment I realized that I need to come back to what I like doing, which is helping others, which is obviously like a big core value in my life from being a physical therapist as well. When I came back to that and I knew that I need to contribute to others and Better Man came into my mind, it was just, it was a one-way track from there. I never registered another domain. I never veered. I stayed the course.
That word serving, that word serving is so powerful. And serving and contribution. And I think that's what we, you know, guys listening, that's some of the words we got to focus on right now that Eric is saying. Once he found out really what his goals were in life in terms of contribution and serving and not just chasing the money, that's when the money really starts to follow. When you serve the world in such a way and you give back, you know, you give what is inside of you and you're giving it to help others, and there's always ways to find money. But when you chase the money, the project is going to fizzle out. You're going to have failure after failure, and it's going to be really hard to keep growing and keep being proud of what you're doing, because at the end of the day, and I spoke about this on Sunday with John Lee Dumas, is purpose, right? And Eric, I'm sure that's, once you had that purpose, it was so powerful. And when you started Better Man, thinking of things like contribution, what were some of the core values that you really, you know, filtered into that website that you wanted people to really get when they come to bettermanblueprint.com?
The main idea to me has always been that you need to go to bed a better man than when you woke up in the morning. That has always been number one for me, and that's still number one. When I started the site, it was very different to what it is now, and it's actually gone through many evolutions. Initially, it was all about about video and podcasting. So I wanted to, like we're doing here, I wanted to interview people, get a background of their mindsets, see what led them to success. And then over time, I just found different things that I wanted to try out, and I ended up with the emails. But the core value has always been, what can I do today that's going to make me a better man? And that can be anything. It doesn't need to be this big thing that you need to do every day. Did you read something today that made you more knowledgeable? Did you take one extra action today that's leading you closer to your goals? Did you eat one extra healthy meal today? Did you go to gym today? If you're doing those things, if you're taking actions in your life that will contribute towards your goals, then I think you're on the path to being a better man. And I'm sure you know the story, but it's the one that sticks with me always. And it's the story about the two wolves. Do you know it?
No, I don't actually. I'm very excited to hear the story.
I think it might have been one of the first posts on Better Man, because it really just captures the essence for me so well. There was a village, and this little boy, so different stories have different versions of this, obviously, but they say that it was a Cherokee village. And this little boy went to the wisest man in the village, and he said to him that there's these kids bullying him, and what must he do to get back at them? And the wise man said to him, inside all of us, there are always two wolves fighting. And the one wolf is evil. He's hatred and envy and jealousy and laziness. And the other wolf is good. He's love, compassion, joy, pleasure. And the boy thought about it for a while, and he asked, well, which wolf wins? And the wise man said to him, the one that you feed.
Wow.
And that to me has been extremely powerful.
Eric, for you, what was a time in your life when, you know, maybe it was before Better Man Blueprint, where maybe you were feeding the wrong wolf?
You know what I realized? So when I initially read the story, it had a big impact on me. But I saw it through the lens of good and bad. And then what I really came to realize later on is that it's more about desire and about being versus being inactive. So, and that's why I say it ties in so nicely with Better Man. So,
like action, taking action consistently.
That's it. Yeah. So are you gonna? You have a choice. Every day you have choices. The choice is, are you going to sit on your couch and watch some more TV, or are you going to go to the gym? And in that action, you're feeding one of the two wolves. You get what I'm saying?
Right. And then, you know, what is that connection that someone needs? Like, they know they have those two choices, that either they can A, sit on the couch, you know, B, go to the gym, or in the case of the Positivity Effect podcast, you know, A, they had a rough day, but they're still going to try to uplift somebody else's day. You know, say they go to the quick mark, and, you know, they're going to buy, you know, pick up some snacks for later. And just the person that's checking them out, they're going to say, hey, thank you so much for, you know, thank you. They're just saying that, thank you for checking out my food today, you know. Or that you're going to be, because you had a rough day, you're going to be mean to that person. That's a choice too. It's like when the person realizes that they have the two choices in their mind, you know, to feed wolf number one or wolf number two, you know, what is those connections that they need to know to take the right choice? You know, how do they know when they're sitting on that couch, like, and how do they get up off that couch to, you know, get themselves over to the gym as an example?
You know, it's interesting. What I've noticed is that inherently we know when we're feeding the bad wolf. When you start talking about this and when you put it into these terms where you have a decision that you need to make, and that you know that there are very few things in this life that you can control, but one of the things that you can control really well is the decisions that you make. Once you take that responsibility for your decisions, and I think that's a key word, is responsibility. Once you take responsibility for your actions and the decisions that you make, then it becomes quite obvious which wolf you're feeding. And again, like we said, it's not good versus bad. It's just, which decision is going to serve you better? And it's okay to feed the bad wolf from time to time. It's going to happen. There are going to be days where you can't get to the gym. You are just too tired. It's just been too tough a day. We're not expecting anyone to be perfect. But what I want is mindfulness, is to be aware of the decision and that you are not making that decision, because not making a decision is also making a decision, right? So I think it's just that mindfulness of the decision and being aware that if this is the decision that I make, this is going to be the consequence of it. And I'm feeding this wolf, and maybe it's okay to feed the bad wolf today, but let's get back onto it and feed the good wolf tomorrow.
I completely agree. And thinking about my own life, you know, doing this podcast, the Positivity Effect, it could be very easy for someone that's listening to think that, you know, I'm always focused on positive, you know, and it's not always the case. I'm not perfect also. And for me, you know, just having this podcast and sharing, by actually sharing this with the world and trying to connect with other people and help spread positive messages, it's almost like accountability for myself. And I would probably say, to go as far to say too, for you, that your project, Better Man, you know, you're now accountable to people. You know, you're spreading this message and you're holding yourself accountable, and really helps ourselves when we're struggling and, you know, we're feeding the bad wolf, to keep this analogy going, more than the good wolf. And, you know, maybe we're not taking action that day. If we remember that word purpose, you know, for you, the purpose of how you're providing for people through Betterman, for me, the purpose of how I'm trying to spread these positive messages through the positivity effect. You know, I think that's what really helps. And people could think that, you know, maybe we're not so, you know, always struggling, but everybody's always has their moments. So, you know, for you, Eric, what was a time, a real specific maybe time in your life where you were maybe, you know, you weren't focused on taking action or you were struggling to take action?
Oh, geez. I mean, there's plenty of examples in my background. And what you were saying about the accountability regarding the project is it's so true. You know, there's been days where, for example, my girlfriend would even say to me, is this what a better man would do? You know, like, so, and I've seen it a lot in the group. There's a Facebook group that's attached to Better Man. And I've seen it in the emails that guys would say, this action to them doesn't seem like something a better man would do. So there's like this big accountability thing. But to come back to your question, I guess the example that just pops into my head first would be during one of the worst breakups that I had, which is no surprise, I guess. But I'm someone who forms habits really, really quickly. And the habit that I formed during this period was that every day, back then, I wasn't doing Better Man at all. So it's before that. And the breakup was actually a catalyst for Better Man. It wasn't directly responsible, but there was definitely a few sparks that had ignited the Better Man journey. But I would get into this habit where I would finish work and I would go to Woolworths. I don't know if you guys know the store, but it's like a convenience store. And every day I would buy this cake. It was like this, I don't know how to explain it to you. Maybe it's like the size of two fists. This awesome, beautiful vanilla marble cake.
And I would sounds good.
Eat one. I would eat one every day. And I would not go to gym. And my mind would just be scattered all over the place. I wasn't able to focus. I wasn't able to sit back and separate my logic from my emotion, which is obviously a very difficult thing to do during a tough breakup. But it's something that I found sparks a lot of guys on this journey once they've been through a breakup. But anyway, so that to me was a really tough time where all my good habits just flew out the window, and everything that I thought I was, the strong, independent person, sort of just came crumbling down. And I guess sometimes it's good to break down so that you can rise again from the ashes, right?
And that's the thing, you know, I want for us to focus on. Someone listening, you know, if they're in that same spot that you just said, they're going through, they're living that story right now. And it's hard to separate, you know, clarity from emotion, you know, and have that mindset to be able to separate yourself and kind of take yourself out of the situation and learn and say, okay, I'm going to learn from this. When, you know, just giving some tips, when did you start to really have that clarity of mind where you're able to see, okay, you know what, this was a tough situation, but I learned from it. And I'm just, you know, I hate to, you know, use the pun, but I want to be a better man.
Yeah. I actually want to give you a better answer than my personal answer. I spoke to when I was still treating people in the hospital, I had this one lady, and my focus has always been orthopedic. She came to us on that specific day because she went in for a lumbar fusion. But then, like, I met this woman, and she's this extremely friendly, compassionate, loving person. Like, you have this instant connection to her, you know? And we were just starting to chat. I got a little bit of a history, not a thorough history as I should have, but we, during the treatment, we started chatting a bit more about her history. It turned out, so at this stage, she was about 65 or so. turns out when she was, I want to try and get this right, when she was about 20, they had a kid, her and her husband, and he was special needs. He was a cerebral palsy kid. They didn't want to give him up for adoption. They wanted to keep him and raise him themselves. Mm. A few years later, they were in a big car accident. And because of the accident, it fractured her almost entire spine. So she went in and she had fusions pretty much from lumbar all the way up to her C-spine. Then a couple of years later, someone broke into their house. Two guys broke into their house. They tied up her husband to a chair across from her. They tied up his mouth with like duct tape. And because of that, he smothered right in front of her. And wow. They even through this, they beat up the poor kid, the cerebral palsy kid. And turns out a couple of years later, she couldn't look after him anymore. So he passed away. They put him in a home and he passed away due to the injuries. And when I heard all of this, I couldn't believe that someone could still have a smile on their face, that someone could go through all of that and come out on the other side, positive, smiling, not hating people. I don't know if I would be able to do that. And I spoke to her about this because I wanted to know. Like, I thought, wow, I went through this breakup and yes, I got through it. But like, I mean, how does someone survive going through all that trauma? And she is who she is. And she said that it came down to her, number one, time. You have to give it time. It heals everything. Number two, she had to forgive, obviously, the guys who did these things to them. And she had to forgive herself for the responsibilities she felt she had towards her husband and her kid that she couldn't see through. And I really think that's what it comes to, is that you need to give it time and then you need to deal with your emotions and not just try and shove them down. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to go through periods where life is tough. We all go through it. No one is spared going through that. But you need to just remember that it's a season in your life and it'll pass. And you'll get to a point where you'll look back and it wouldn't have mattered. You would have learned something from it.
Wow, Eric, that was such a powerful story. And I know, you know, for you as well now, when people connect with you and they reach out to you through, you know, Better Man Blueprint, this is exactly the same stories they're sharing. And you're helping people walk through, you know, the things that they're struggling with. And I'm sure having that you know, that story in the back of your mind, it's so powerful. And I want to talk a little bit more about it, but we're actually at the end of the time for today's episode. Guys, we're going to have Eric on again tomorrow. I'm super excited. And we're going to talk a little bit about, I want to ask you a couple of questions about your hometown and just some connections, you know, with myself over here in New York. So I'm super excited. Eric, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Tom. Chat soon.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.